da di da di da 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 di da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I hope that you stick around for our TIN, which will start at approximately 7 p.m. We are going to talk about Alexa and Echo tonight. So please join us at the top of the hour. Once again, welcome to South Cars, and this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, clear until the top of the hour.
Villain UKZ, listening on South Cars. Just made it. Still mobile, but here for the show nonetheless. Villain UKZ.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. The South Cars server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls actually this evening, I believe, are threefold, KY6V, VO1UKZ, and KK6YHQ. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm merely opening up this evening. I am located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the temperature is about 69 currently, high of about 79 and a low of about 65, but a very beautiful day. Prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, that's always a great thing. Well, let me ask, do we have anyone celebrating their birthday this week or last week that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy birthday? All right, hearing no birthday stations, and I always say this, and I'll say it again. That means we're getting no older. Hi, everyone. Good evening. This tonight is the TIN Open Forum. It's our Thursday, monthly Thursday informational net open forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Let me advise all stations connected to the net this evening that it is recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will definitely be part of that recording. So at this point, everyone, our topic this evening is Echo. Alexa. I've had a lot of fun working with her, especially asking her some history questions. But I'm going to throw it over to KY6V this evening as he begins the program. And I hope everyone asks he, as well as everyone else that are the guest speakers, any questions you have about Alexa. So KY6D from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you ready to take the helm?
Okay, thank you, Miss Sunshine. Guys and gals, she didn't tell you. She talks to Alexa asking history questions, and she's a history teacher. History and English, I might add. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us tonight. Our discussion this evening will be covering a review and use information for popular digital voice speech assistant programs. And our main thrust this evening will be on an Amazon product called Echo, E-C-H-O. This is a synthesized voice program which was first offered in 2015, last year, found to be very popular, and it has sales at the moment over 3 million scattered worldwide, so they're doing very well with the product. This unit comes in three different configurations, called the Echo, the Tab, and the Dot. And all work about the same, but are different in size and shape and have slight differences in the control features. We will be discussing the Echo model the most, but would be happy to answer any questions on the other models as well. The Echo sells for about $180. It's $179.95. But recently, it's been involved in a sales promotion and going for about $139.95. Call it $140. The unit is nicely manufactured. Comes in a tubular cylinder, the equivalent in size of two cans of soup stacked one on top of the other. This simply means it's 9 1/4 inches high and a little over 3 1/4 inches in diameter. Let me buy a nickel here for a second. This device has a vast knowledge base behind it, and it responds to the name Alexa. That's A-L-E-X-A. And one can ask her just about any question that comes to mind. I've thrown at her many questions, and she responds quickly with a very pleasant voice and with very accurate answers. So if you will bear with me for a moment, I'll start up a short audio tape and give you a little example of what we're trying to start covering here tonight. Stand by one, please. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is KY6V for South Cars. What follows is a short audio file to indicate how this device goes through its hoops. Alexa, what is the time, please?
It's 9:58 a.m.
Alexa, what is the local weather?
Right now in Port St. Lucie, it's 81 degrees with partly sunny skies. Throughout the day you can expect more of the same, with a high of 83 degrees and a low of 68 degrees.
Well, thank you for that. Alexa, what is the weather in San Francisco, California, please?
Currently, in San Francisco, California, it's 45 degrees with mostly clear skies. Today, you can expect lots of sun, with a high of 58 degrees and a low of 44 degrees.
Alexa, what is the weather in Sydney, Australia?
Right now in Sydney, Australia, it's 68 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Today's forecast has some sun and thunderstorms, with a high of 78 degrees and a low of 66 degrees.
Well, thank you for that. Alexa, what is the definition of impedance?
The term impedance means a material's opposition to the flow of electric current, measured in ohms.
Okay. Alexa, what is alternating current?
The term alternating current means an electric current that reverses direction sinusoidally.
Alexa, how far is Mars from Earth?
Mars' distance is 132 million miles, 213 million kilometers.
Well now, Alexa, how far is the Sun from Earth?
The Sun's distance is 93 million miles, 150 million kilometers.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can stump her with this one. Alexa, how high is high?
Hawaii's elevation is 3,030 feet, 924 meters.
No, I didn't say Hawaii. I'm going to try that again. Alexa, how high is high?
I didn't understand the question I heard.
Okay, I think we're just going to leave that one there. This is KY6V for South Cars. All stand by one, please. Well, there you have a short recording, guys and gals. Let me give you a quote off the internet of one of the repair technicians for this device. He goes on to say, and I quote, "I got to look at the speakers and air chambers that help it deliver decent sound for a small Bluetooth speaker. But did I find out what makes the Echo smart?" With a question mark. Well, yes. And the answer is, as with most digital assistants such as Apple's Siri, Microsoft's Cortana, or Google's Now, it's the cloud. He goes on to say, ask the Echo Link a question or make a request and the device sends a recording of your voice to a server sitting somewhere in a massive data center. The server analyzes that audio recording, determines an appropriate action, and then tells your Echo how to respond. In essence, the Echo is just the ears and mouth of the Amazon's Alexa's voice service. Thus, it's only as smart as the service at which it would say, which he is saying is on par with the rest of the digital assistants. Let me buy a nickel. He goes on to say that where the Echo really shines, however, it is always on, it's always on capability, meaning that, you know, you don't turn it off. Day and night, it's sitting there waiting for you to make a request. And yes, this is a bit creepy, but it's also incredibly useful. He says that, sure, I can take my iPhone out of my pocket, hold the home button, and ask Siri to do the same thing as the Echo. But that's not as easy as walking into my kitchen and asking Alexa what the weather is, to turn on the news, or set a timer so I don't burn what I'm cooking. So he says, having used the Echo for several weeks, I found it to be incredibly useful and a close to as Star Trek computer as any digital assistant I've tested. So there you have it. Let me buy a nickel. I'd like to say and add here that we found no hidden costs beyond the original purchase with this, with one exception. If you are a person who enjoys music as we do here in this household, and to get the access to the Prime Music Library, you would need to become a Prime member. And to do so, it would cost you $8.25 or so per month, or $99 per year. Should you choose to go this route, there are several other perks that come along and are available, such as today free shipping on chosen items from Amazon, along with any other member in your household having the same opportunity and freedom, for that matter. So, okay, with all of this said, before we open the floor for questions or comments, I'd like to turn the program over to Richard, KK6YHQ, for his comments. Richard, please, this is KY6V, and we've got a three-minute timer on this server. Richard, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is KK6YHQ, and that's Richard from Temescal Valley, California. So I'm a retired computer security and operations engineer and a general class radio license holder. So what would it be to have a Tony Stark-like Iron Man voice control world. Well, I wanted to share some ideas with you on the voice control device, the Amazon Echo, and how that can be used in the ham shack. So we have already Apple Siri, Microsoft Cortana, Google Now, that we can use on our computer and phones. And Google's recently introduced and started advertising the Google Home device into the same hardware space as the Echo. And I'm not going to cover the prices on it. Gordon's already covered that. Right now, the least expensive option would be the Echo Dot, which is the hockey puck-sized device, and that one is for $39.95. So we have two Echoes in the house, and I think we're probably going to order a third one. So the one that I had in the shack has been pirated away by my wife, so I need to get one back. Now, there are several ways I think you could utilize the Amazon Echo in a ham shack. Part of my interest in the device was in compiling a list of skills that might be used in the ham shack was on behalf of some of my fellow handy hams buddies who might be interested in voice control and audible response devices. In the Amazon Echo world, the apps or applications are called skills. And these are no-cost add-ons that have been created by a community of Echo developers and now number well over 3,000 skills that can be added to your Echo. The Echo device will answer basic questions without any skills, like the ones that Gordon demonstrated. There are many skills that have some direct ham usages. I've identified about 20 to 30 of those, and others that have indirect ones, and I've identified almost 100 of those. So those lists are things that Gordon has in a spreadsheet, and he can work out on circulating that for you. So I'm going to take a quick break here for a nickel, and I'll be right back. Okay, it's KK6YHQ. Going on with the skills, the more skills are being created all the time, and if you're a developer, you might actually find some skills that you could create to use with that. So here's some important notes on Echo devices. In the phone, the Alexa phone app and the Alexa online web application, you're going to perform a setup where Alexa is going to learn your voice. And this is an important step so that you don't get unusual responses because it can't figure out what it is you're asking. The Dot and Tap devices have a button on top that activates the device to listen for the command to follow. So instead of initializing them by saying Alexa, then you initialize them by tapping the button on top. Now, in the case of the Dot, you can do it either way. So that button tap takes the place of the word Alexa, and this actually works better in some ways in the ham shack environment, unless you want to go 100% voice commands. The third thing to know is if you plan to let the speaker output from Alexa to be picked up by your radio mic, you will need to be aware of a few steps. On your specific Echo device, note where the external speaker is, and you'll want to position that near your mic. The volume on the Alexa can be adjusted by buttons on the device or by turning the top ring of the device, depending on your model. Also, you can tell the device a volume number like Alexa Volume 6 or Alexa Volume 3. Alternately, you can say Alexa decrease volume or Alexa increase volume, and it will change it by one number. If you get the Alexa speaker output too close to your mic, you can easily overpower it. So you'll need to do some experimentation and testing. In Echolink, of course, you can use the test server to check your volume. And this or an Echo test mode in D-Star with your dongles or radios. There are some ways that you can check to be sure you're not overpowering or coming through too weak. The fourth thing is Alexa has many capabilities that are built in without adding any skills, like I mentioned. And there's a link available that will show you those skills. And I'm not sure how Gordon's going to distribute that, but I have documented that. Take a break for a second. This is KK6YHQ again. There are currently 3,000-plus skills, and again, there's another link there available for that. And one limitation on Echo devices is that you cannot use the Echo microphone when operating in Bluetooth mode. So if you're thinking it'd be cool to run Echolink on your phone and have Alexa handle the remote speaker and microphone, that will not work, at least not right now. So you can play Bluetooth through your Alexa device. So you can play from your phone to the Alexa, but you can't use the mic. So this is it for my info. I am going to turn it back over to KY6V's KK6YHQ. Over to you, Gordon.
Very good. I had a little bit of problems with my main computer here, but I didn't miss a thing, Richard, with just turning the volume up on the backup. And I think we're back in sync. Before I open it up for the floor, let me ask you one particular question. Have you come around to figuring out how to delete the past activity files going into the app itself? I can go in and they've got them saved in two different files, actually. But I can go in and delete one at a time. But it's a pain in the hoo-hoo when, you know, you haven't done it for a while and you want everything to start down at ground zero. So is there some way you can't highlight the whole page and say delete, because it doesn't work that way? Over.
Yeah, it's KK6YHQ. Gordon, I haven't dealt with that. You're asking a question, and I haven't been there yet, so I don't know the answer on that one. Over to you.
Okay. Well, when you figure it out, boss, let me know, will you? thank you very much, Richard. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, any questions here before we move on with the rest of the program? We've got Daryl standing in the wings. He's going to be talking about one of the other speech assistants that's on the market. So we're going to flood the conversation with a number of options for you guys to think about. But at any rate, we're looking for hellos and howdies and any questions. Please call now, suffixes only. And this is Gordon, KY6V. Over.
RMO.
Alpha Kilo Victor.
November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Okay, guys, very nice. We've got RMO at the top there. Hello, Gary. We've got AKV following. Hello, Jim. And we've got California. Central California. We've just been hearing from Southern California. Doug, nice to have you with us. RMO. The first comment that Kathy made in the background when she heard your voice, boy, is he sounding good. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you. And hello, Kathy, and hello, Gordon, and hello, everybody. It's great to be here tonight. What a night we have going on here in Syracuse. Wind's blowing about 30 miles an hour. The air temperature is about 12 degrees. The wind chill is somewhere about minus 18, I think, something like that. We drove home from the store in zero visibility, and I'm not kidding, it was like zero. You couldn't even see the traffic lights. So we got home safe and sound, though, and we're just waiting to see what happens. This is just typical Syracuse industrial strain quake effect going on. So good topic tonight. We've got our Echo. We've had that ever since they first came out, really, and we've been learning more and more about it all the time. So this is a great topic for me. One of the things that was interesting was it was made mention of the fact that how it learns your voice. One interesting thing is it adapts to your voice too. When my voice got damaged, it was able eventually to make that adaptation, and Alexa understands me perfectly now, so that's pretty cool. We have a lot of fun with it. I use it for everything from retrieving news to weather. Let me just buy a nickel. The latest thing we're doing with it is we're playing Jeopardy. There's a Jeopardy skill for Alexa, so we've been having fun with that. But lots and lots of really cool things. Later on in the net, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the ham radio skills that are on that spreadsheet. Because I want to learn how to use them. The syntax, I didn't see how to address Alexa on some of those skills. So I'd be interested in hearing that. But that's all we got for now, and we'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Very good, Gary. I was sitting back wondering if one of these self-drivable cars from Yuba or whomever could have got you home safely, you know, talking about the weather. Well, I have found that there's a little bit of gymnastics on how you ask the question with Alexa, obviously. The QRZ skill, or app, if you will, is generally you give her name. I've got her turned down. I've turned the microphones off because I don't want her talking back and forth here while I'm using her name. But you say, Alexa, go to QRZ and find KY6V or KC2RMO or whomever. So that's sort of the scripting that seems to work for me. So very good. Thank you. And we'll have you back on just as quickly as possible. Let's move up there to Pennsylvania. AKV, hello, Jim. What's cooking? Over.
KY6V, W2AKV. Good evening, everybody. I am considered buying the Echo Dot. But my question is, I listen to, I listen to a lot of iHeartRadio, which has and country classics, and also the oldies, which I enjoy quite a bit. But anyway, do you have to have the Prime to use iHeartRadio through Alexa, through the Dot? Named Alexa. Over.
Well, yes and no. You know, she's got a fair starting library or gathering of recordings that she can pull on without you being a Prime member. It depends on whether you're pulling some artist from many years ago that she might not have in her current operating library. I'll let Richard maybe comment on that when he comes back around. But that's been my finding. But I'll tell you, we happen to be a Prime member. We do a fair amount of business with Amazon, number one. We enjoy, when we can get it, the two-day delivery routine and so on and so forth. In fact, we've been a member for a long time before Alexis came into our life. So, you know, I had the full library. But I tell you what, I have not been able to snow her, and I can ask for everything from a Beethoven to bebop. And I pulled out some artists that go back to the early 50s and late 40s, and it didn't stump her a bit, Jim. What do you think? Over.
Well, that was this W2AKV. That was part of my questions about it, you know, how well can it answer questions, you know, like what size shoes did Einstein wear, and which came first, the chicken or the egg? If she can answer that one, I'll buy a couple of them right away. So anyway, I am going to buy it, and I'll let you know how I make out with it. How do you think? It's worth a try anyway. If I don't like it, I'll always send it back. But as far as the Prime goes, I had that for a while, and I dropped it, but I might get back on to it. But now that, you know, you don't have to pay a one lump sum, so that's a good thing. You know, you don't, like you said earlier, pay $25 a month. And that'll probably work for me, you know, along with Netflix and everything else that I subscribe to. So anyway, back to you, Gordon. It's W2AKV, everybody else.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, Richard's got some stories, too. He put his Dot in the car and was using it for ham-related skills and apps and made a YouTube video on it. It was real cute and very, very interesting. All right, Jim, thanks for being with us tonight. Let's throw it to the professor in Sacramento, California, NFF. Hi, Doug. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Gordon, and everybody else here on the net. This is Doug, N6NFF. Speaking of the Echo and so forth, I just checked with Echo's little sister, the Tap, and it's currently 57 degrees and raining here. My wife and I acquired the Tap a couple of months ago. My sister and brother-in-law put it on their Prime account, and they helped us get it set up when they were out here visiting us in late October. But we find that we would like to use it to get certain things, but we really can't because we don't want to spend my brother-in-law's money. So what my question is, how would one go about having the Amazon Tap switched over from his account to ours? Am I correct in assuming that he would have to disable the unit and then we would have to get some assistance in re-enabling it? Of course, purchasing Prime, we would want to do that, and then getting it set up for us. We both like the Tap very well. My wife wanted the Tap instead of the Echo because of its portability. And I would like to get the Dot at some point, and maybe we will, because you can connect the Dot into your home stereo system, which you cannot do with either the Echo or the Tap. But how would one go about getting it switched? How would we go about getting it switched from my brother-in-law's account eventually over to ours when the day does come when we finally get Prime from Amazon? KY6V from N6NFF.
Well, that's a bridge that I have not needed to cross or consider, but I would think that it's certainly doable. There's a computer program available that you can log into once you've got an Echo or a Dot or whatever, and manage your administration configuration. So I imagine that's the first place you'd probably want to go. Richard, do you have any comments on that about changing ownership? Have you read anything on it or had any involvement on it, Richard? Over.
Yeah, it's KK6YHQ. Yeah, there's. I popped up in the if he has access to the text box there. I did pop up. There's some articles on how to change, or even how to use multiple accounts on it. So it's possible to do that. So that's some of the internal kind of housekeeping you're going to have to do on your Amazon account. So I'm pretty sure that you can switch over to a non-Prime account. So KC2RMO has also popped up a note there too. It says to add person to your household, go to settings in the Alexa app and then select. So when you're doing stuff in the Alexa interface on your phone or on a web browser, there's a whole list of things you can do, and part of that area is going in and adding those skills, and part of it is managing the account. And well, probably whoever it was that helped you did all that stuff for you, and so it was kind of transparent to you, but that is what you're going to have to face in order to get backed out of there with that account and get yours put in there. It's KK6YHQ. Back to you, Gordon.
Okay, thanks for that. Did that give you a little light on the light bulb, Doug, number one? Number two, can you handle the information in the text box, or would you like me to pull that off after the net and email it to you, or how would you like to handle it, sir? Over.
My preference would be, Gordon, if you would be so kind, is after the net to extricate it from the text box and send it to me in the form of an email, because right now my wife Sheila is listening in the other room, and I really don't want to disturb her with me trying to figure out the information and write it down, plus hear the program in progress. So if you could send me that info by way of an email, I'd really appreciate that. KY6V from N6NFF.
Consider it then, Tyre. I'll take care of that after the net, and we'll get it flying towards Central California. Okay, before we move on to Daryl, any other comments, please? Any questions on what we've covered so far? Please call KY6B.
RFJ, and I'm going to keep this key for a little bit so that whoever checks in over me will actually allow me to check in. W4RFJ.
Now you got that pretty solo. I didn't hear anybody off your bow or your stern. Fantail, whatever. Are you still in the car? It sounds like it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I am. And the first time you went for check-ins, I was listening, and I wanted to share some information, but nobody recognized me or heard me checking in because these androids don't let you know you're doubling with anybody. So anyway, long story short, short story longer, the information that Richard was sharing was right on spot. I enjoyed listening to what he was saying. But I also wanted to add that, you know, for those developers that are really into it, you could actually hook up a Raspberry Pi and log into the service just like Alexa does. However, due to agreements on using the Google access to Alexa's web or cloud interface, you have to have a push button to make it work, which in some cases for this ham shack is a good idea. So, you know, for those that are looking to do something a little bit more techno babble, that's also an option. Of course, those Raspberry Pis go for like $30, so it's a pretty neat deal. And they already have a sound card. You just have to hook up a microphone to it, and you can do that with a USB fob. So, anyway, that's my piece. Don't want to time out the repeaters. I'll see you later. W4RFJ, back to net control.
Yeah, okay. Did you get your ice cream? Over.
I got Charlotte's ice cream. I didn't get any for me. I kind of had a second thought on it. They didn't have the kind I like anyway, so I just got Charlotte hers, and I'll just do something healthy so my blood sugar won't spike. Back to you, Gordon, W4RFJ.
Okay. Well, I guess you can keep Charlotte's from melting there by just sticking it out the car window from what I'm hearing on the weather. Thanks a million, Raj. Okay. We are 39 minutes into the hour. I'm going to turn it over to Daryl. Because if I'm not mistaken, my memory is telling me, Daryl, that you've got something that you have to do at the top of the hour. I think another program that you are officiating or something. So, without further ado, VO1UKZ, KY6V in South Cars. Go ahead, sir.
Gordon, that actually, that program, that plan has changed. Doing that other program over on the World Conference server now. That plan is totally the one there to do it, so I'll be here until the, of course.
I don't think you turned it back to me. I think you dropped out. It sounds like you're in a shady place for coverage on your machine. I'm hearing some background noise and some dropout in signal, so... how say you, doctor? Are you still moving? Maybe it'll clear up for you. KY6V, over.
Copy me. I am quite a distance away from home there this evening. KY6V, just an audio check for you when you're cruising.
Yeah, I got one packet loss. your carrier dropped out once. With noise in the background, but your audio's over the top of that without any trouble. So go ahead, sir.
Okay, QSO. Well, I'd like to say hold it here too long. If anybody does pop in with any questions pertaining to Google Now's functionality and cooperation with apps and things like that, they can feel free to answer it. Like I said, I'll be here until the end of the program tonight. I am actually headed back to my home location there, not to my house itself, but either way. Creek, probably on my next over, fairly close to the house by then. We're just mobile. Here's my mobile. Her Christmas concert was this evening. We decided to go from Rotten Ronnie's here afterwards, so that's what we're up to here. If anybody have any questions, please the Google Now platform and how it can be integrated as well into either a home automation setup or a voice assistant similar to like what can be handled with Siri, or to a lesser extent, but a very lesser extent, Microsoft's Cortana. That's really the one that I thought was going to do better than it did, but unfortunately, no. All right, I'll pass it back to you, Gordon, if anybody does pop in with any questions pertaining to the Google Now platform and how it integrates and activated. I'd be more than happy to field any of that stuff. This is KZ Mobile in snowy St. John's, Newfoundland. We're just gearing down for our third blizzard of the week. And I don't need a tasty dirty tree. I mean, they have a fall warning. Put it back to you, and we'll see how this party goes here this evening.
Okay. Well, thanks, Daryl. The transmission's a little rough, but we're getting what you're saying. There's quite a bit of picket fencing going on in your current location, and some of it, I'm guessing, is what I think I'm hearing is the squelch cutting you out at times as you start to lessen in signal strength. So it's a little squelch chop, too, besides whatever else is going on. Well, okay, we'll let you get a little bit closer here so that anybody that is interested in looking at the Google Now program, very similar to what we've been describing here with the Amazon. Daryl is the man who's been playing with that and can probably field your questions very comfortably. While we're waiting for him to get a little bit closer, Richard, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot out there in California, I wonder if you would describe a little bit for everybody, particularly Jim up there in Pennsylvania, who's interested in maybe getting a dot, what you did in the car and how you put QRZ in dot and so on and so forth. I think that would be interesting. Richard, KY6V, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's KK6YHQ. Just a couple things just to cover that I did in the text box, but I know but not everyone could see that. You do not need to have a Prime account to make the Alexa work, and so just to clarify that, you can make it work with a regular Amazon account. So you will have to have an Amazon account. It does not have to be Prime. So the other thing, too, is that when you are, I was trying to look and see if there was another note up there or something else. When you are putting in information into it, so as an example, let's say you were going to go out to iHeartRadio. Somebody mentioned that possibility. So you're going to go out to iHeart and play music from there. In some of these different services like that, if you go to your Alexa device and say, iHeartRadio, play Gentle Praise on something, or whatever it is, then what it's going to do is it's going to want you to go out in the interface and fill out your iHeartRadio account information. And so it has a profile on you of the songs that you like, and it'll be looking up from those. Same thing if you were going to order Domino Pizza once a week and you wanted to do it on your Alexa device, you can do that. But you're probably going to want to go out and put your username and address information and all that stuff into the Alexa in advance, and so it'll allow you to put that in there. So that's some of the stuff that you'll need to do. As far as using my Alexa device, actually with the Dot in the car, the Dot is using Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth connection, and just like the rest of the Amazon Echo type devices. And so I used my telephone as a hotspot, and that fired up the Amazon Dot, and the Echo Dot device, and then I was able to use those same kind of invoke those same commands like APRS and QRZ and other things that are some specific space weather and some specific things that you can call up in the Echo application. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Gordon. It's KK6YHQ. Back to you.
Question for Richard before I forget, V1UKZ.
Yeah, you sound better too, Daryl. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh yeah, QSL. Yeah, I should be getting in just fine now. I'm pretty close to my neighborhood. We were out in the west end of town when I originally checked in. Picking up some burgers, some Rotten Ronnies, and yeah, you're exactly right, Gordon. It was the squelch. I had raised it on my node radio to block out some interference that was just causing some terrible, terrible noise on my node. But the disadvantage is it has decreased the distance by which I can access it with a portable on RF, and that's why you're getting a different sound from me tonight than my normal clear as a bell audio that you normally get, because I am portable. We've been driving ever since the net started, so that's why. Question I had before I forget it, Richard, the functionality that is incorporated into the actual Amazon Echo, that the, you know, almost 2 foot tall one, is the same functionality in regard to the, you know, the skills that you add to it. Is that same functionality available in the Dot? Because I'm highly considering the Dot based on your recommendations and the video that you did. And of course, anybody that's interested in checking the video on this, Richard did a great one, an introduction to the Amazon Echo Dot in your vehicle. And you can check that out at our YouTube channel at The Morning Net on YouTube, THEMORNINGNET. So check that channel out. Richard's video is there. His call sign is at the front of the video description. So check that video out. You'll see what the Dot is. Just wondering on that functionality, though, Richard, does it have access to all the same features that the full-size Echo? V1UKZ.
Yeah, it's KK6YHQ. Yeah, Daryl, the skills are universal between them. So, like in my house, I have both the Dot and the actual Amazon Echo, the full-size device. I don't have a tap device. But I have those two devices, and they work interchangeably. Once I went ahead and went in and enabled the skills, it worked on both of those units, so I can go in and ask for space weather on either unit, whether it's the Dot or the big one. So it's completely universal. So the 3,000-plus skills, and you know, while we're on this broadcast, why, there's some developer that's probably fired up more of those. And I think, you know, the other thing for us to think about is, you know, some of the people in the ham radio community are developers like yourself, and they may see other needs that can be fulfilled in this kind of environment. So I'll turn it back over to Gordon there. It's KK6YHQ. Back over to you, Gordon.
Okay. Well, thank you, Richard. KY6V for South Cars here. Let me throw it quickly to Jim and see, while you're close to the mic there, Richard, if he has any other questions on the Dot. The only difference that I think that I know of, now I don't have a Dot, so I haven't played with it, Jim, hands-on, but I think that you have to turn her on by pushing a button in order to give her command. Now, Richard can comment on that. Whereas the full-blown Echo just sits there and waits for you, and it's got great range. It's got something like 7 microphones in it, from what I understand. And I can be anywhere in the house and say, "Hey, Alexa," and she'll brighten right up and stand at attention and wait for you to say what you want. Go ahead, Jim, over.
I like your comment there. It's W2AKB here. He stands attention. That's good. You know, that's I guess the actual Echo was instead of the Dot would probably be better, because my house isn't all that big. Only 2-bedroom home, but that would be the advantage, is I'd have to push a button all the time when it's off. But Richard's you know, saying about iHeart. I have an iHeart account, and all I'd have to do is put that in you know, whatever link I have to put it into, and then I grab listen to iHeartRadio. But I don't listen to any particular song. I just let the country classics play, or jazz play, or the oldies play. I don't, you know, pick out songs. But anyway, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to order it and see what happens. It'll be my Christmas present to me. So anyway, so turn it back to you, Gordon. It's W2AKV. Over to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Richard's put in a text box here that Dot can also work with voice only also. So there it is. I guess I don't have a total understanding of what the button stuff is on Dot. But I'll tell you what, it becomes a part of the family very, very quickly, guys and gals, because I'll get up in the morning and I'll go pour a cup of coffee, and the first thing I'll say, good morning, Alexa, and she'll come back and say, well, good morning. Did you know? And then she'll give me something out of history that happened today's date. And when she's through with that, I said, well, Alexa, would you please give me the morning news? And she flips me over to NPR, and NPR gives me about a five-minute dissertation of what's happening in the world, and so I'm all set for the day. So there you have it. Anybody have any questions for Daryl regarding the other side of the house being that we're discussing tonight, the Google Now? If so, call, please. Over.
Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Okay, I was pausing to see if there was anybody behind you. George, good evening, Mr. Orange City. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Gordon, and everyone connected. Throwing a little bit of conchology, I noticed you couldn't get Alexa to tell you how high is high, so, I was waiting for that one there. But my understanding is basically it's all set up on a web base. Some banks in different locations that it's hooked up with answering all these questions and giving out this information. But by the same token, how much information are they taking from you? I mean, to all these agreements, every time I go to a program, it wants me to sign off on an agreement. Well, they can look at my photos, they can look at this, and they look at that, what is these systems taking out of your home and putting in somebody else's database? That's what I like to know. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, and like you said, technique, all the information is there. They could be turning your system on, and a lot of dummy like me, I never know the difference, it's been around for years. Why not use it in the marketplace today? KW4 in my Charlie Bravo. Yeah, I'm trying to get this new mouse to get up there and get this old 7 machine shut down.
There you go, George. Okay, KY6V. Well, some good questions. I'll tell you, I don't have an answer yet, but one that I am exploring, and Roger's going to run some testing too when that's RFJ when he has time. I'd like to know, maybe you've done some of this already, Richard, I'm not sure, but I would like to know that Alexa, as an example, is totally deaf. When she is not answering a question for you, you haven't awakened her. Is there any traffic coming out of the cylinder here that's going back to the cloud, such as room conversation when Alexa is not primarily energized, I guess is a way to put it. Now, you would like to think not, but I'm one of these guys that's going to prove it one way or another. And sniff the Wi-Fi RF that's coming out of that thing and see if it's sniffing anything when she's not awake. Richard, any comments? KK6YHQ, KY6, Ray.
Yeah, it's KK6YHQ. Yeah, I haven't had any, and I haven't attempted to do anything where it looks for, you know, traffic, you know, going across the Bluetooth, or not the Bluetooth, it would be, yeah, it'd be coming across the Wi-Fi because it's actually logging into your Wi-Fi. So I haven't attempted to do that. And it's a great question, and I think it's worthwhile to, you know, if somebody has the capability to look at that, and you should be able to look at some of that. Yeah, you're going to have some kind of sniffing device that's going to be able to look at that. And it may be possible to do it if you had, depending on what router you have, you may be able to go into an interface in there and see what traffic is coming across, if anything. You know, I think they're basically, you know, their position would be is that until you say the word Alexa, you know, that initializes this thing and trips it on, is that it's dead. So I'm sure that would be their position, and that by appearances that's what's going on. But it's always a great question, and you know, certainly we're concerned about, you know, the camera sitting on top of our computer monitor, and if it's, you know, sending pictures of our beautiful sweet faces while we're, you know, transmitting and stuff, you know, or using our computers. So likewise, you know, I think it's a worthwhile question, and so we'll get Daryl to look into it. He's the man for this. That's KK6YHQ. Back over to you, Gordon.
I had a comment on all that too, boys, if you're interested.
Victor Hotel.
Yeah, okay, we've got two. Victor Hotel, stand by, Steve. Good evening to you. Your comment first, Daryl, over.
Well, boys, my theory is that in order for any of these devices to hear the word that activates them, don't they have to be listening pretty much all the time for that? I remember reading some stuff when I originally activated Google Now, something about the microphone or whatever. I mean, once you give this software access, there's no telling, and I'm not kidding with you on this. I haven't been able to come up with a definitive answer on it, but what I have come up with a definitive answer upon is that should anybody contain or with any of these devices ever be investigated by the FBI, I doubt that's a real concern for anybody out here this evening, but if deemed necessary, the Federal Bureau of Investigation can activate microphones in things like smartphones, connected vehicles, home automation devices, which I guess would classify as Google Now enabled or Siri or Amazon Alexa. They can take advantage of those microphones while gathering information for investigations. So, you know, and that's like when you're in a public Wi-Fi place. If you read some of these detailed terms and service agreements on your, you know, your Google devices, there's no telling that the guy sitting next to you can't detect that you're using a device, do a Bluetooth packet sniff, and connect to your device and listen anyway. So if you've got a device like that around you, you run a risk. You really do. I mean, there's no indication that someone else can't remotely access these devices. You know, really heightened network security would be a recommendation on my part. But all the same, they do encrypt these things end-to-end, so it would make it very difficult. What I would recommend would be like a network statistics monitor software, and, you know, pin it particularly to the IP address that's assigned to the Echo. I'm assuming that you have to connect it to your Wi-Fi network, and that it would then have an IP address and an associated MAC address. So you would monitor the traffic going to and from that particular IP address in a NetStat monitor. That would give you the information you're looking for, whether or not it's streaming packets. And keep in mind, let me drop it for a second, even if you notice very, very tiny, tiny packet traffic, audio compression can be compressed down into something that you can barely see. And especially if it's only one-way audio, it can be compressed down into a file size that you can barely see. An audio voice file, can you imagine at like 12 megabit or something like that? You know, maybe 20 hertz, very, very, very small MP3 file. So, you know, I'd be careful, quite personally. I use Google Now all the time. It's active on a whole bunch of my devices. If I say, okay, Google, half the living room goes boop. So, yeah, that's my take. Viewing you, KZ.
I think we all have a suspicious nature. At least I certainly do. You know, I've asked myself the question, when I reach up to the top of Alexa, where the buttons are, and there's a microphone mute button, okay? And when I push that, you know, I can call her until I'm blue in the face, and she's not going to respond until I push that button again. But does that mean that the button has has turned her off and left the network open? I'll find out. Victor Hotel. Steve, go ahead, sir, and good evening. KY6V.
Good evening, Gordon, and everyone on the net. KF5VH. Well, I was going to say almost the same thing. I'm sure that the Amazon default might be that it doesn't send data up. But if a good hacker or any federal agency wants to use that system covertly, no doubt in my mind that that is going to happen. Sorry I'm late to the party tonight, but Gordon, you were mentioning the one that you have to touch to activate. I believe that's called the tap, the Amazon tap, KF5VH.
Could be. I'm not sure, Steve. I haven't played with the tab or the dot at all. I've seen them advertised, but what their idiosyncrasies may or may not be, I'm not familiar with. Okay. Anybody else out there? We are 4 minutes into the second hour. And I'm happy that Daryl doesn't have to run off in the middle of the show here because of some other activity that he was going to attend. So that's good, too. Do we have any other questions, any other comments? Roger, I still see that you're connected. Have you had a chance to do any sniffing about what we're talking about sniffing? Over.
Actually, I haven't. The reason why is I have my Echo. I'm sorry, did I step on anybody? W4RFJ returning.
Not that I see. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was pretty quick on the key there. I just wanted to make sure I didn't step on somebody. Anyway, my our Echo we've had for quite a long time. I don't even know how long.
2 or 3 years,
the Admiral says. And I use it quite a bit, especially if I'm on the radio and I don't know the call sign of a person, and I'll ask Alexa, and that's a good way to find the name without having to poke around on the web. Keep my hands free so I can operate the equipment. But I have my Echo on the 5 gigahertz network, and my laptop doesn't have access to that. I do have a dual band Wi-Fi USB thing, but I haven't had a chance to plug that in and try it out. But I will, and I'll report to the group what my findings are as per what we discussed last week, okay?
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I've decommissioned the, we were using a sniffer program called Wire Shark. Did a very nice job. It had a program that went along with it, which was a USB capture program, in case you were running any computers that you know were feeding each other with USB, and it just turned out to be a terrific hog of the main computer's memory and CPU and so on and so forth. It just slowed everything down to the point where, after I used it and sniffed around for a while, I pulled it out, and I'm going to find something that's maybe a little easier to use. Let me buy a nickel here. And I had one of my problems, too, in the respect that one of my computers here uses a dongle, if you want to call it a dongle. Anyway, it's a Wi-Fi unit that plugs into the USB. And that set me back a little bit. But Alexa does have the capabilities of going 2 gigs and 5 the way you set it up. which gives it some nice flexibility. Okay, anybody else out there? If not, I'm going to turn it back over to Richard for any final comments and to Daryl. Gary, you're being awfully quiet up there. You wanted to ask something about how to get home in the snow. I'm kidding. Gary, you still with us? KY6V, over.
AC2RMO, yes, I'm still here. And that's the perennial question around here. How do you get home in the snow? And I don't even think Alexa can help us. A couple of comments. I had a cat on my shoulder. It was a little hard. Couple of comments. First of all, in the text box, I put a link from CNET that has some a nice summary of some of the things that Alexa can do, and it's worth checking out. It's some pretty cool stuff, and really answers some of those general questions I think that were out there. So you might want to take a look at that if you're not familiar with Alexa all that much. That's the one thing. The other thing that came to my mind when we were talking about this discussion about Alexa and privacy. You got to remember, we've got microphones and cameras connected to our computers as well. So if anybody wants to listen, they're going to listen. And I really, for me, I really hope they are. I really do. Anyway, that's what I got right now. We'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Yeah, they listen to you or listen to me, they'll get so confused they won't know which way's up. All right. Well, I'm going to have to do some filtering, I guess, on this for Doug. I see, Doug, you're still connected with us. That's good. I'll go through the text box and pick the corn off the shafter or whatever and get it isolated for you in an email. Okay, any other comments before I let the professors sort of wind it up? Any questions? KY6V for Southcars.
7 Ocean.
I was wondering about you, George. I thought maybe you fell asleep. Go ahead, sir.
This time of night, early morning, and was it early to rise and early to bed instead of the other way around? I'm not sure. Well, anyway, the other consideration for regarding the privacy matters is the server side marketing efforts by the hosts. We know there have been a lot of Federal Trade Commission findings, adverse findings, modified rules, and so forth that have come out. I have an example. Let me reset the link here. For example, if one looking ahead, once Amazon establishes a wider user base or any of the vendors establishes a wider user base for their digital device, let's say, for example, that you do ask for the weather in Washington, D.C., and then you ask for the weather in San Francisco, California. It is my opinion that farther down the road, because they do require an active account to use this device, that they will be looking for an marketing opportunity later once everyone has found it to be indispensable. To sell you airline tickets between those two things, or an opportunity to sell those airline tickets. You can imagine other examples that would occur. This type of marketing data mining has been going on for some time. There have been other major social media that have gotten in a lot of trouble regarding their privacy problems or concerns, or even failure to adhere by their published privacy guidelines. So I would say that just be aware that there would be server-side issues that may create a greater intrusion of privacy simply because the devices are so easy to use. That's my fault, Gordon, and back to you, KY6V and the South Cars TIN Net. This is NO70. Back to you, sir.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. It's originating from you using the keyboard, or us using the keyboard. You know, it just annoys me, agitates me, something. I'm not sure what the proper word is here, but I need a green fufu valve, all right? I search the web as to who is selling a green fufu valve and how much is it. And then I decide what I'm going to do and who I'm going to get it from. But all of that action has created such a turmoil on my usage of the computer and the respect for the next week and a half. I've got ads popping up on all of these websites that I go to about trying to sell me a green fufu valve. I hear you, George. All right, we are 14 minutes into the second hour, so we're going to get close to closing here. Richard, I'm going to throw it to you in California. Thank you very much, sir, for your contribution this evening. And we'll be in touch as you move this thinking on a little bit and we move it on a little bit. Let's get together and compare notes and see what kind of mountain we can climb. KK6YHQ, KY6V, over.
Yeah, this is KK6YHQ. Okay, Gordon, that sounds great. Just a couple of answers on that. You know, the idea that you looked up the weather in Washington and looked it up in Virginia and something, and now it's going to sell your airline tickets. You know, as what Gordon said, that already happened. When you searched online and looked up the weather online, you were already tracked on that, and they probably picked that up. So, you know, and like the green whatever fufu item that he had, you know, yeah, you're going to be presented with those ads for a while. So I'm not sure Alexa is really any worse than any of the other, you know, than anything else out there on that. So, but it's a great device. You know, I'm going to try and get mine back from my wife. She's using it for going to sleep. You know, he has a sleep timer on it, and it plays music or sleepy music or ocean sounds or something. So, you know, maybe eventually I can get it back from her so I can use it back in the ham shack environment. But at any rate, it's a great device, and I think it's definitely, you know, we're on the cutting, you know, ham radio's on the cutting edge. This is on the cutting edge. So something for you to try. So this is KK6YHQ. Back to you, Gordon.
Very good. And I wanted to, on a side here, the rest of the folks probably wouldn't understand what I'm talking about, but your, excuse me, your picture on QRZ has stirred up quite a conversation. The last question I heard issued was, I guess it's impossible to make it an all-wheel drive. Is that correct, Richard? Over.
This is KK6YHQ. Yeah, what you're talking about is that's a picture of a PLP50 replica, the smallest car in the world. And there's a rather famous Top Gear episode where they're actually driving it around in the Top Gear studios and running it into the elevator and taking it out of the elevator and stuff. So lots of good fun. So, yeah, it's a little bit tough to do that all-wheel drive. It is rear-wheel drive. The motorcycle engine is located under your right knee, so you have room for one person and a grocery bag, and that's about it. So KK6YHQ. Back to you, Gordon.
Yeah, well, that was an interesting picture. All right, Daryl, any comments, sir, KY6V?
Not much. I think I'm going to be getting me an Echo. I've been doing some research into it myself, and like you say, the things I use Google Now for, there's not so much ham radio integration as there is with the Echo. And like Richard was saying, the development community, I think, is growing all the time. So, like you say, there just may be a lot of interesting things out there that would, you know, pique my interest as well. And then, you know, I could look into these really technical things, because, of course, that's what I like to do with a piece of technology is pick it apart.
So in regards to the voice automation stuff, but not a whole lot really. I got to be honest with you. You guys seem to have covered the Echo to death, and I was just going to be here tonight in case anybody did have any questions about the Google Now project by comparison. But we didn't hear a whole lot of those, so you know, we'll take it as it comes. But I think you've intrigued me enough to want at least the dot anyway. I don't think I'm going to be wanting to spend $149 plus tax, because that's what it is here in Canada for the other one. And if the functionality is the same on the dot, that's what I think I'm going to go with, you know, just to kind of get my feet wet. Like anything else, you know, start small and get bigger as it's more suitable. So that's probably going to be it for me, Gordon. I'll just listen out here if there is any closing comments from anyone else in the group. This is VO1UKZ up here in snowy St. John's, Newfoundland.
Yeah, well, it's snowing down there and to the south of you, too. It sounds like it's a wide area of confusion. Thanks for being here, Daryl. Appreciate it as always, sir. Let me throw it to Roger, W4RFJ. In closing, do you have anything else up there, Chief? Over. And I don't, unless I'm missing him here, I don't see him on the roster at the moment. Okay, Gary, Mr. Syracuse. Thanks for being with us, Gary. I haven't had a chance to look at that YouTube thing. Or the movie. I figured things were going pretty hot and heavy here today, and I figured if I sat down, if it's a full-length movie, I'd be in trouble. KY6V, go ahead, Gary.
KC2LMO, get yourself a bowl of popcorn. You'll love it. It's from 1950, I think 55, and it's a classic. It's one that I've been watching. It's been a favorite through the years. So you should have some fun with it. Some very cool stuff. It's all right. And then you'll always retain the names of Exeter and the Interocitor forever. You'll be able to use them for a lot of different things. So you know, it's great stuff. For those who don't know what we're talking about. It's a great classic science fiction movie called This Island Earth, and if you know it, then you know what we're talking about. If not, look it up. It's a lot of fun. I would like to take this opportunity to wish all of South Cars a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, and also as the resident. A Christmas Story freak of South Cars. Watch out. You shoot your eye out, kid. Back to the net.
Well, you know, that's the time to talk about our Santa Express. Guys and gals coming up here on the 24th. It'll be a morning show starting at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. It's been running 2 to 3 hours for the last handful of years that I can recall, so we have a lot of fun. That will be chaired by Roger. W4RFJ will be the primary moderator. He's backed up by George NO70, and we just have a host, I mean a whole bunch of reporters that are going to be scattered all over the world reporting on weather conditions and excitement levels and how people are dressed and what's going on that's goofy and sane and what's maybe not so sane. So we'll have a lot of fun, so come join us. Okay, any other check-ins before we make this a closeout? KY6V, over.
7Ocean, please, Gordon, an additional comment. And 7Ocean with an additional comment, please, Gordon, over.
Well, thank you, sir. Enjoyed the talk tonight there. I think I'll have to play with one of those gizmos there. But, sir, hey, guys, sir, party traffic is allowed. I mean, this is what it's all about for the youngins, you know. So if you get the opportunity to have a little one around, by all means, put them on there, because, like we said, this is what it's all about. So with that, I'll get out of here and see what other doors I might get open tonight. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Good point. I should have mentioned that myself too, George. Thank you. Well, that's the whole thing, you know. Get your neighbors into the house. Get your kids up next to the microphone. Let them say hello. Let's find out what they want for Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. We sort of build the, or promote the program Santa Express as Christmas time for kids of all ages. And that just covers the waterfront. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you hopefully on the Saturday Nets. Nasty and Tom will be running the 8 o'clock opening show, and Slav and his bride will be running the SSIN. And on the program we'll go. Right to Saturday night and Sunday night, etc. Okay, the South Car server is going to be returned back to normal use. Once again, everybody have a great evening, and we'll see you mañana, if not before. KY6V and South Cars is now closing the net, and everything's back to normal use.
Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da, what do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means, dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans, get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade.